When did you start to have your experience with the paranormal?
It started when I was a child. I'm 7, 8, somewhere in there. First real experience I had, I woke up in the middle of the night with this figure standing at the foot of my bed. And I kind of was startled, looked at it, and it started changing colors, and it bolted out the door, at which point I kind of started screaming for my parents. And ever since then, it's kind of been off and on.
And when did you start to feel like you were developing an intuition or an understanding of what was happening with the shadow people?
Well, sometime after my alcohol poisoning I had a couple of years ago, I started seeing it daily, hourly, almost every minute they would be with me. And it just started, can't really describe, I wasn't really comfortable with it, but it was just a part of my daily routine. Just
talk about that that key time in your life, the alcohol poisoning.
It was rough, you know, alcoholism, it's no joke. I took it a little too far, and I was, you know, I went into a coma for about, I want to say I was in a coma for 12 to 18 hours, somewhere in there. Died twice. Doctors didn't know how to revive me. They said I was gone. And apparently I just kind of took a deep breath and the little heart monitor started going again. And ever since then, it's been, well, for a couple of years after that, it was pretty serious. But
do you have any memories of your near-death experience?
A lot of people have asked me that, and no, I have no memory of it whatsoever.
You're not alone. You're not alone. I have a friend who had a near-death experience, and I asked about it just last week, and he said, this was fairly recent, and he said that he didn't, but he was curious about something, so I'll tell you what he wonders about. He's still in the hospital being treated for his mm-hmm. injury, and he said to me that he often wonders, although he has no memory of it, he wonders whether, to use the kind of the classic structure of the meeting at the pearly gates, mm-hmm. whether he was asked a question by God and what answer he gave that he was suddenly brought back to life, even though he had been considered dead.
Yeah, I understand that fully. I've questioned that myself.
Yeah. He's sort of consumed by that. Like, what did I say that got me back alive again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my big question after my alcohol poisoning, you know, my dad chalked it up to a good old-fashioned, you know, miracle, faith of God kind of thing. And, you know, I'd like to believe that. I really would. But sometimes I do question, you know, was it God, an angel? Was it freak luck? Or was it something else that brought me back, especially with the whole supernatural experiences I started having afterwards. It was just kind of a lot of questions running around.
And so you started having a recurring vision then of shadow people coming a lot in more detail and faster than before.
Oh, definitely. Before that, it was at the fringe of a nightmare, just a little image. And after that, it was a voice. It was a full-on shadow person. It was more than just the face. It was the presence. There was something there. And it was more than just kind of on the peripheral of my vision. It was definitely full-on right there in front of me, and I couldn't deny it.
And even going so far as to reveal, in one case, to reveal itself to you by pulling back the shadow.
Definitely. I got a real clear look at it at least once, if not more, of the face. Normally it was like a bright light and you can kind of make out a face in it. And as it went on, as it got, I don't know, stronger or better hold on me, I could actually see the details of the face, trying to describe it.
The scars?
Mangled, scarred, looked like it had been burned. It was just it was an ugly, ugly looking thing.
And so what's the end game for you when you're experiencing that sort of thing? Do you feel it's demonic, or do you feel like you're able to hold it at bay? Do you feel like you have some power in it? How do you start to resolve that kind of a conflict?
At first, I definitely didn't feel like I had any power. I definitely felt helpless. But Dad sat me down one night, and he did the whole Baptist minister, devil be gone thing, and we prayed. And really, since then, there's only been one or two experiences up until about a week or so ago.
And
Travis, there were times when you blacked out, mm-hmm. and you know, arrived, you know, went places that you didn't remember going, and the thing would give you headaches, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it wanted you to kill your girlfriend and father.
It didn't necessarily say kill them, but it definitely said, like, get rid of them, get away from them. It wanted me as far away from them as it could. Every time where I would be having an experience where it'd be talking to me, and I'd be either on the phone with one of the two of them, or I'd be with one of the two of them, it would want me to leave. It would tell me to leave. It knew every insecurity, every doubt I had about them and about myself, and it would use those, and it definitely broke me down and damaged my relationships with both of them pretty severely.